This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Jack and B.
Homecoming season.
It's our turn.
102 Jams.
Good morning, y'all. It's 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the shift has happened. Big shout to them Aggies, man.
Yep.
Huge week last week, man. G-Ho was exactly as advertised.
Yes.
A bunch of people, a lot of great energy. The Aggies put, they beat Howard so bad. It was like 61-6
or something. Was it that bad?
Yeah.
Rocks. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Yeah. Like.
But you don't even want to see a game like that.
No.
Oh, home.
No.
You don't want to see a game like that.
You want a dub, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you want a dub. But you don't want to sit for that.
No.
But against somebody like, against a school like Howard that always contests our homecoming.
Yeah, you liked it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it happened just like that. Last night, man, I was over on the campus of Winston-Salem State University, man. We had the lighting of the sign.
Yeah.
It was lit, man. I had the chancellor out there. I took the kids. I took Zay and Ryan out there. Ryan jumped on the mic and said, "Happy homecoming, Rams."
Aww.
And they went crazy.
Aww.
Ram House.
We don't need your nicknames. Just sit over there and enjoy the fanfare. They say you're going to be over there tonight at the comedy show.
Ram House.
Don't let him do it.
What am I doing?
We got our nail you on.
Yeah.
It's our homecoming. Don't let him
know.
Do it.
I'm not going to let him bring
don't
me down.
Don't let him do it.
He already trying to do it to me on a personal level in fantasy football.
Don't let him do it.
He's just trying to daggone, what's the word? Heckle me and just.
No, I'm not.
Antagonize me.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Yes, you would.
I beat you in fantasy. Came back.
How many points was he down in fantasy? Just to kind of shift gears.
He was down like 45 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he only had one player.
He had one player. He had one player going into the game last night.
Who was the one player?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
The one player who single-handedly beat the Chiefs last night. Him and Aaron Rodgers. And I was playing against Aaron Rodgers in my other league. Aaron Rodgers and Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman scored four touchdowns.
You played against both of them?
Yes.
Whoa. So you lost that game?
Nope, won that one.
You won that one?
Yeah, can you believe
that?
Who
did you have?
Yeah. Had Michael Thomas. I had Deshaun Watson. I had a lot of
Cooper
studs.
Cup?
Okay.
No, I had Cooper Kupp in my other league.
Yeah.
Roxy had Cooper Kupp in our league. Roxy won so big, she didn't even have Ezekiel Elliott playing.
No, I'm sweating it out. He still has a defense left.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who's he got?
He got Pitt. Against Miami.
Oh, against Miami, Rob.
Dang.
I know.
Man.
Dang. I know. I'm just hoping
that they don't do as good as San Fran's defense against the Panthers yesterday.
I mean, my goodness. Wasn't that a shellacking?
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Wasn't that a shellacking?
Hey, get Cam's jersey,
back,
please.
Baby. Cam on the way back, baby.
Where y'all Kyle Allen fans at?
That was a butt-whooping.
Where y'all Kyle Allen fans at?
Where y'all at?
I just want to know what was the reason about yesterday. Because you wouldn't be defending Cam this morning. 102, happy homecoming, Rams. Hey. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew in the building. Good morning to you.
If you go to a Kanye West concert and you're looking forward to him doing some of his old music, some of that college dropout, some of that late registration, graduation, you may be disappointed because rumor has it that Kanye West is no longer going to perform original versions of his songs. Sources very close to Kanye say, listen, Kanye is a changed man. He's only making and performing music for God now. So if he does do anything from his older albums, it will be with updated family-friendly lyrics. Mm. And it won't be the versions that we know.
My boy about the kids bop his own music?
Yes.
Because that kids bop will friendly. And listen, I got kids bop in the car, man. And car, I mean, Ryan, every time she getting, can I listen to kids bop? I don't know, babe, I'm so kids bopped out. Like, I'm talking about they do everything. Every
they
song
do.
You think about.
Any song. And they make it work for the kids, don't
yes.
they?
Yes.
They make it work for the kids. That's
yes.
what Kanye about to do.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
To answer your question.
Dang.
Yes.
My boy done went Montel Jordan on it.
Yeah, like that. Jesus is the only man he's making music for now. Mm. You know, he dropped his album, Jesus is King, Friday.
Yeah, I ain't heard
it yet. That looked like it's on its way to number one on Billboard. It says it's going to sell between 230 and 260,000 copies first week sales.
Oh, is that good?
Is that hyped?
Oh, okay.
You know,
I mean, I haven't listened to it.
Okay. Anybody close to you listen to it?
No.
Yeah, somebody I know did listen to it.
And said what?
And she was the one who got me off it after she listened to it.
Dang. Mm.
She said she feels like it's some messages in there and she just don't know.
Uh-oh.
So she don't want to listen to it no more.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it
so
is
I'm
a
like,
message.
For real?
It's follow Jesus. That's the message.
No, she said it's like a different message.
No, the message is Jesus is King. That's the message.
You don't know? You haven't heard it.
I do know.
I don't personally
you haven't heard it.
Know your friend. But I'm going to go with her.
Oh,
I'm going to go with what she said. I don't personally know her at all.
No.
I've seen them domes that boy tried to build.
Dang.
You saw them
that
domes.
That boy want to give his life to Christ and make music for Jesus. Now y'all talking about he got a whole nother motive.
Don't say it
y'all
like that.
Y'all heard something else.
I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this the kitchen.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Congratulations, Flavor Flav. At the age of 60, it has been proven by a paternity test he is the father of a 2-year-old baby boy. Flavor was trying to deny that thing.
I said you had to take a paternity test, man.
Yes.
Flav, you too old to be playing these games now.
Flav, 60.
Flav is 60 out here still reproducing, bro. 21 minutes after 6, y'all. Happy homecoming, Flavor Flav.
You got 24 seconds. Can you beat this?
I'm gonna make you real.
This is a man's world.
It's 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock. Hey, and just protect yourself this week for homecoming, man. You never know where you might pass out.
What in the world?
Where was his homies?
Where?
That's the question. That's my question.
No.
That's
but,
how
hey,
it always
but
is, man.
Real. Always by itself.
Hey, we'll let you know. We'll update you on the G-Ho shenanigans in about 10 minutes. Right now, ladies have questions. We got answers.
Roxy, please ask the man this because I need to know.
Please.
Do they like lashes and weave and long fake nails? I'm saying this because I'm spending all this money getting this stuff done, but I don't even know if they like all this crap. Like, do I need to be waxing and doing all of this stuff?
But
what was the long sigh for?
Because I'm so sick of this question.
Because you're asking me. And I'm like...
Have we had this question before?
I just feel like this is just a
it
common thing.
It felt unfamiliar
question.
To me.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
I don't think that question has been posed like that, but I feel like every question each week lines up to that question.
Are we specifically talking about the waxing?
No. We talked about all of it. So you pick
and
choose.
Let's just make a list. Okay. Let's make a list.
Yes, okay. Make a list, and I'll tell
so
you whether it matters.
I will start with the things I get done.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so waxing.
Don't matter.
Yeah, wax that.
If you single.
Okay, wait, guys. Okay, y'all are gonna make me make a chart.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
diet,
is for single.
Okay. Drink.
Yeah.
All right, so drink.
I gotta think in single women, right?
Because
you know, we met. You gotta think in single.
Just
women.
Do your preference.
Care.
Do
yeah,
your preference.
My preference.
Yes,
okay.
Your preference.
Okay.
Dot. Waxing.
Well, just shade, just low, but yes, I say waxing, yes.
Okay.
I say yes to
so
waxing.
So that's a check for you.
Yes.
Drink?
No.
No. Okay. Nails.
Yeah. I mean, just making them look nice and neat.
Okay.
No, you mean like got to go get painted and all that and done?
Yes.
Or just cut and clean?
Just
I mean, Mike, why do you have to?
Because there's a difference, right?
There's a difference, right?
Getting nails done.
You ain't got to go spend
how
all that money.
How mine are
on.
Done. Like, they're see. Done.
No,
no
I don't
see, need
no,
all
that. Don't matter.
I don't
okay.
need all that.
No, you don't need all that.
So
no.
y'all don't need all of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's the X for both of y'all.
Yeah.
But no
kind
with no French manicure, though, either, now.
Okay, no, you're getting a check.
It's not. Because
you,
right.
got, you got specifics it's with not. You.
My first manicure
is eyebrows.
Yeah. I don't really care, but Carla daggone, she'd be like, yo, my eyebrow, my, that's like your hairline. Whatever.
So is that a check for you or an ex? Do you care or no?
I be noticing when they be bushy, though.
Nah, for me, Rock.
Listen, Rock, you know can what, I just ladies? Say something? Let me just say something about all of this.
What?
None of that matters, man. Listen.
It clearly, you're no. saying it doesn't matter, but then you come on the back end and it matters.
Because here's the thing, man. Here's what matters. Your confidence in yourself, whatever you have confidence, that's what is attractive. So if you're coming out and you've got confidence in you, if you don't have a, if you don't get your nails with the rhinestones on it, but you just keep your nails, you know, trimmed down low or whatever, just cut, there's no, that's fine. If you don't have your eyebrows done all the time and a head full of hair and makeup padded on, but you're still confident, you're still attractive to me in what you're doing, that's all that matters to me. I don't need the weave. I don't need the makeup. When you do that and you glam yourself up, that's fine. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a necessity. To some people, that may be a necessity. Each dude is different.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is it all starts with the confidence in the woman, though. It all starts with her confidence in herself. How do you feel? If you don't feel like getting the lashes, don't get the lashes. Don't get lashes to make him be attracted to you. That's not how it works. Men are attracted to confidence the same way women are attracted to confidence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, man. Men are attracted to confidence the same way women. I was just having this conversation with one of my little homies. He's like 13.
Uh-huh.
He was telling me he was having girl problems and he had trust issues.
At 13?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's
okay.
like, Uncle Dad, I need to talk to you. So we talking and I'm like, and then one of my other little nephews, he's like, well, how come the girls don't look at me like that? How come the girls ain't liking me? He's like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, that will come. Don't worry about that. Just have confidence. You're still learning who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look at him. All the girls like him because what? When you see him, do you see a confident dude? He was like, yeah. I said, and the girls see a confident dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just be confident, Mom. I sense insecurities.
I wanted you to keep the list going because I keep shooting stuff down.
Weave, drink, weave.
Nah, don't need it.
Wigs, what about a wig, though?
Nah, don't need it. Bottoms is underneath because I might got it out the streets.
Boy, we really be judging out here in these streets. 18 minutes and it will be 7 a.m. I just saw a survey joint that said that it only takes people 38 seconds to judge your house. 38 seconds and they're judging the smell, the temperature.
Yeah, I was about to say, it take me less than that.
Whether or not the carpet's been vacuumed, the furniture and how comfortable it is, if it's dirty dishes in the sink, how dirty the windows are. If the furniture look worn out.
I don't peep windows.
The colors of the walls. You know what? I might not look at windows, but I look at them blinds.
Yeah, now I look at blinds now.
I will look at them blinds.
Because them things can get dusty.
Hey, and they get all bent up.
If they're not maintained.
If they bent up, they just make them. Oh, man. God, I remember living in Plaza South. We ain't give a damn about them blinds.
Y'all talking about them blinds you can just pick up right there off Walmart off the shelf, them little white ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ours was beige
those
over there in the South.
Definitely judged.
What?
Because you know somebody always has like a fourth missing. You know that end piece, that fourth.
Something else that constantly gets judged are homecomings, man. Homecomings. Who has the greatest homecoming? Of course, the Aggies last week put their homecoming on display. And this week, it is time for the Rams to do the same, man. We got the comedy show tonight. We got the Red and Black Affair with Stunner for Vegas and K-Camp on Thursday. Tisha Rand, the street team, going to be out there trick-or-treating in the community with the WSSU Ram-a-Lantern
mm-hmm.
on Thursday.
That's going to be dope.
Now, wait a
it
minute.
Is.
The Ram-a-Lantern.
It is,
I think that's going to be
now,
dope.
Now, I might want to get in on that.
Yeah, so you might be interested in that.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going to be getting shell at the Black Affair, then I would try taking the kids. But this year, they're going to just go with his homies.
Is he?
Ram-o Lantern is hitting.
Yeah, you like that right there? The Ram-o Lantern.
I like it.
The Aggies, listen, we was in here just looking at some footage and some pictures, and we saw a lot of ridiculousness out there.
Yes.
If you saw some ridiculousness out there for G-Ho and you would like to call up this morning, anytime throughout the morning, just say some things that you saw from your vantage point. Maybe you were there when Tyler Ball was asleep on the steps.
and Dot and Roxy are talking about some, where are his homeboys? I told them, Aggies, Tyler Ball is always by himself.
Oh, I remember the Bentley days.
Aggie, and you know Tyler Ball always by himself.
Bro, Bentley days, Tyler used to be in there by himself.
And he gets
himself.
Shell.
And
he gets shell. I know his Uber stay on fleet.
Like that's a man that know how to that man know how to have a good time.
Hey,
yes,
that man.
Me,
bald
myself,
head,
and I.
Bald head. I'm talking about, but head resting on the Murphy steps, huh? And that's at the end of the night. Wasn't that Murphy?
Yes, that was Murphy.
And you know how busy. You know how many people was over on Murphy steps.
Oh.
You know how many people was on this?
They cleared out for Tyler Ball. Let my man
out.
Rest.
Hey, let
my
boy get some Z's. That's got to be a picture taken at 10 o'clock that night. For real, right?
It wasn't, though. It was light outside.
No, it was dark.
It was dark?
Yeah, it was dark.
It was dark, right?
It was dark,
let me see.
That was night.
Right, it's 10 o'clock out here with Tyler Ball out here sleeping. Yeah. Look at Tyler Rock.
Yeah, Rock.
At 10:30.
Rock.
Look at Tyler. Right, it's 10:30 at night out there.
At the Young Alumni
Donor
Party.
What is that, just
party.
The light from the step?
Yeah, that's just the light.
At the Young Alumni Donor Party, he came in with the blazer on and the scarf around his neck. I say, Tyler, not winter.
You know I ain't come to play that TDR. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite.
We still don't have no Halloween costumes for Thursday, but I'm going to leave that alone, though. 6:48, 12 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. Good morning, y'all.
I personally have a costume.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know about anybody else in the room.
Well, I don't, so there's that.
Well, I suggested rock, paper, scissors, and nobody was with it.
No, I was off it. So just come in here as rock by yourself and see how stupid
that works. It doesn't work as just rock by myself.
You've been rocked by yourself for years.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you have been rocked by yourself.
Was Cassie Shane Diddy on Instagram or not?
Probably.
So Cassie, she has been writing very lengthy captions on Instagram lately. Mm. And if you're a Cassie fan or somebody that's been following Cassie for a while, that is a bit unusual for her. But you know, ever since she met her new boo, Alex Fine, you know, they tied the knot and she's pregnant with his kid. Mm-hmm. Like, she has just been very introspective and writing a lot on the gram when she posts her pictures. So last week she posted a picture and she said it was from 2017. And in the caption, which was a very lengthy caption, she just said that she said, quote, I feel sad for the little girl in this picture because I know the personal demons she was battling, but I'm also excited for her growth to come. It's bittersweet looking at this photo. This is a shout out to everyone on their journey. I'm still on mine and I hope me sharing can help others know that there is so much joy in reorganizing your growth every step of the way. So you had some people that were in the comments like, well, was this a shot at Diddy? You know, are you saying that, you know, during that time when you were with him, you know, it was a sad time? Was he the reason for the sad time? And they just, you know, want to know a little bit more about what Cassie meant by her caption.
And she ain't give him nothing. She just left it out there for the people to just wonder.
Yeah, that's all she did. She's not in the comments responding.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least.
Hey, people will reach now. People will reach. That her personal struggles might not have had nothing to do with Diddy.
Might not have had nothing to do with him.
It's 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. I saw this dude out there in them G-Ho streets doing some big, big promotion. I see you out there, Tego, tribing it up. Good morning.
I can't wait for you to come outside and see the cars.
Man, the Oklahoma City beat the Thunder so damn bad. I mean, the Oklahoma City beat the Golden State Warriors so bad, Rock. They beat them by 30 points. 30.
Okay, see, how they...
Yeah, what, Chris?
CP.
Oh, dang, I forgot. Dang, I forgot CP was over there.
They beat Golden State so bad, man. Golden State looks so bad, man. Golden State might not win but like 30, 40 games, bro.
No, for real.
Oh, God. And Clay ain't playing. Like, they are horrible to watch. They are an ish show.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I am loving it. I'm also loving
30
watching.
30 games drink.
Yeah. My man Steph gonna still be an all-star, so what?
You hope so. Take it easy. I like Kyrie Irving, though, man. That man's getting buckets. And I like this song right here, Danny Lay and Chris Brown. It's called what? Easy. It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. Three live crew here on your radio, and it's SU homecoming week, baby.
Osama Ben.
They're still alive after G-Ho.
Tyler Ball takes the award.
Mm.
Now, for just G-Ho shenanigan 2019.
Okay. If you would like to see Tyler Ball, just go to Drinkin's IG right now.
Yes. When you end up like that at the end of the night, Saturday night G-Ho, hey, you get the award.
Tyler probably didn't make it to the club Saturday night.
Let me tell you something. If he made it to the club that night, y'all.
He's a
That's
legend.
Dedication. Yes.
What you talking about? I turned over.
He's
look,
a legend.
He got me. He got me beat. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Now, a close second is the sheriff who was getting twerked on.
Yeah.
Right behind Murphy all on the hood of his car.
Hey, he should not get fired for that.
He should not.
No, he
is
should
he gonna
not.
Is he going to get fired?
I don't know. Probably.
All right.
No.
He shouldn't, though.
It's just, that's community engagement.
Yeah.
Now, he out there having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, now that I hear y'all say this, I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired.
Why?
Anywho.
Because we're liking it too much.
Anywho.
I know it's not professional.
Usually, guys, when I see Gucci out in public and stuff, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. I say, okay, it's real. Probably so.
Oh, Gucci, yeah. The clothes.
The clothes, okay. Yes. Gucci. Yeah, the clothing.
Yeah.
I give them the benefit of the doubt. Do you?
Most times.
Most times, right? Roxy, do you?
I guess,
right? You don't care either way, but yeah. You just like, all right, Gucci, all right.
It depends, because I'll just be like, yo, there's no way you would wear that much fake Gucci.
Oh.
Like, there's no way. Like, if you got, like, an outfit of Gucci, like, there's no way. That's got to be a full tracksuit of Gucci. That's got
to
be real.
Nah, they'll do it all, brother. They'll do it all. And I just need Ratchet Nation to call in and see if I was just being too judgmental. Because yes. I saw a guy in the club Saturday night at the Crest where we were hosting.
Yeah.
And he came in, and he had on a Gucci shirt.
Yeah.
Now, he also had a Gucci trucker hat. Number one, I didn't know Gucci made trucker hats.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not in Gucci stores.
I didn't think Gucci made trucker hats.
Maybe you're
like
just
that.
Not on it.
I'm going to Google it.
Now, if Gucci makes trucker hats, should you come in the party with your trucker hat tucked in the back of your pants?
I saw that.
Like it's a new era fit.
I did see that.
Did you see him coming? Did you see him?
Yes.
Now, that was the first thing that made me say, okay, now that Gucci ain't real.
And I was wondering, like, why he ain't got his Gucci hat on?
Yes.
But I was like,
yes.
That must be his swag.
And why is it tucked in the back?
In the back of his pants.
You understand what I'm saying? In the back of your pants, like a trucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? So I went to Roxy, and I say, Roxy, that boy Gucci ain't real. And here she go at me. How you know that?
So my boy had to run it
down. So I had to run it down. And y'all out there, let me know if I was, you know, acting out of it. Okay, so number one, the Gucci trucker hat was tucked in the back. First sign.
Okay.
Next sign, y'all, his Gucci shirt was rising in the back. So you can see his Hanes boxers.
Yeah.
Now, the Hanes boxers were ruffled all to be damned.
He didn't feel that?
He didn't feel those ruffled ass. His butt crack was out a little bit. The Hanes, they was ruffled at the top.
He didn't feel that?
All to be damned, Rock.
Like, all night he didn't feel that?
Huh? Now, secondly, that was the second. Thirdly. He turns around.
Yeah.
Now, I see he has a keychain.
Yeah.
Clipped.
Yeah.
To his jeans.
Yeah, to his belt loop. Like a janitor.
Now, the key clip was like one of those that you would climb rocks with. You know which one? A big one though, Roxy.
Yes.
Not a 1-inch long one. That's small. No. This thing was big. I'm talking about it was at least 2 to 2.5 inches long.
Man, okay, we get it.
Yes.
Now he had about at least 10 keys on there. Yeah. One probably went to a closet. He had 10 keys, so the belt loop was hanging down a little bit. And that was it. But last and not least, I went down to the feet. He had on some Air Force Ones. Creases.
That weren't fresh.
Creases.
They weren't fresh.
Creases going through the swoosh on the side.
But do y'all remember my man fell?
Oh. Which further let me know. Because you ain't trying to fall out drunk in the club with a good Gucci on. Y'all, was I tripping? Or would you also think his Gucci were fake?
Everything litty, I love when it's hot.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio saying good morning. Happy homecoming to WSSU. Let's get it.
Thank you. Happy homecoming, brother.
You already know. Happy homecoming, sis.
Ready
happy
for the yard Saturday.
Happy homecoming, Rams.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Drink.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're more than welcome to come party with us. Thank
you. Yes, you are. Always. Child, it is going down on Growing Up Hip Hop. Now, I've never watched this show. But Irv Gotti and his kids are on the show. And child, Irv get to spilling tea I had never heard before. Did y'all know that Irv and Ashanti had a thing back in the day?
A thing what?
A thing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I mean, the world, everyone knows. I really, you know, I don't f*** Ashanti. We haven't spoken I don't know how long. You know, with Ashanti, it is a delicate situation. She is a big part of Murder Ring. The fans want that. Everybody wants that. It's weird. Just how I have my version of what has happened with me and Ashanti, she has her version.
Irv, talking about the world knows. I didn't know, Irv.
Is that what he was saying at the beginning? The world knows?
Yes. Yeah. It's somebody, the world knows. Ashanti. No, we didn't know, Irv. I didn't.
Why are you even telling it?
This all came up because Irv is trying to plan this Murder, Inc. reunion tour.
I was getting ready to say Dot.
And he was saying, like, I don't have relationships with everybody. You know, I don't F with everybody. And he's talking at the time to his wife, his daughter, and his son. They're out eating, and they're talking about the tour. And then his wife was like, well, why you don't mess with everybody? You know, and then, of course, he's like, well, because you know the world know I. And then he had to go into that.
In front of the kids?
Yes, in front, because the kids, the daughter was in middle school when it happened. So when the wife found out about Irv and Ashanti, she kicked Irv out the house. And the girl was in middle school, so obviously she's old enough to know everything's not right with mom and dad. Shall?
How old is the daughter now?
I don't know. I don't know how old she. Yeah, she's an adult now.
Okay.
But it's
What's Ashanti's version?
I don't know Ashanti's version. I want to hear Ashanti's version though, because you heard at the end he's like, she has her version. Yeah. I have my version. I'm thinking Ashanti's version will be somewhere along the lines of she didn't know the status of his relationship. Yeah, because his wife even says that at the time when he and Ashanti were dating, they were separated, but it was their understanding that they were not to be seeing other people during the separation because they were still trying to work on the marriage.
I thought Ashanti's version was going to go a different way.
Like
man, I ain't never fooled with cuz. Old pudgy fat Irv.
Yeah, me too.
Man, I would rather...
But nah.
It's just...
The wife confirming it. Like, yeah, I kicked you out for having...
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly.
Man, they treating LeBron James and Savannah and his family like Mary and Joseph back in the day in Bethlehem, Bit Rock.
I don't...
There's no room in the inn. You remember that?
Oh, no.
Remember when daggone Mary and Joseph were just riding around Bethlehem trying to find somewhere to sleep so that she could have baby Jesus?
Ended up in a manger.
Ended up in a manger. LeBron and his family could end up in a manger.
What you talking about?
He just tweeted about 20 minutes ago, these wildfires ain't no joke. I had to emergency evacuate my family. We've been riding around for the past 2 hours trying to find hotel rooms, and there are none. No luck so far. LeBron and the family can't find nowhere to stay in LA. Ain't that weird, Rock? Ain't that weird?
The wildfire, Dot, everybody's trying to find somewhere to go.
Are you saying that just because they LeBron and they supposed to make room somewhere?
Well, I would just think that LeBron would have somewhere to go. I don't know.
There's no room.
Somebody would.
We'd have been evacuated early last week.
Yeah. Who?
Everybody else.
They had been
telling people to evacuate.
Really?
Y'all waited till the 12th hour.
I had no clue.
They should have been gone.
Dang, man. Said Bron had to leave his $23 million mansion. Said that them fires out there are serious, though, man. They said they had wind gusts of 102 miles per hour out there with the wind.
Man.
It's crazy. They didn't cut the power to 2.4 million places of business and homes and stuff out there. 2.4 million people without electricity and power. So they got hurricane-like winds throwing this fire from place to place.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
That's dangerous.
Fire
that is
being
so
thrown around.
Man.
Like, that is OD. That is OD.
I hope they find somewhere.
I do, too.
You might have to put them on a flight and take them to another state.
You've been driving 2 hours. He could have been near to Sacramento by now. 22 minutes
you
after 7.
Stay with me, you know. Talk to
me, baby. Thanks, Dre. I'm sure he's thankful. Two jams, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is WSSU's homecoming week. Comedy show goes down tonight. If you would like some tickets to come to the comedy show, man, hit us up. 336-680-1021. And Drank, the newest member of the Greensboro Swarm, just hit me up. He is in the area living here now.
Who's that?
Joel Berry.
Hey! What up, Joe? What up, baby?
Shut up, Roxy. Shut up, Roxy.
I don't care, Joel.
I need you to say anything. I was talking to Drinker.
Yeah, it's my friend.
Well, I'm talking to Joel.
He's the Swarm now. That's home team.
That's right.
Now put your Carolina Duke rivalry to the side.
No.
It's 7:34, 26 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Got a homie on the phone. Say he's trying to come to the comedy show to see myself, Billy Sorrells, Tony Roberts. What's up, man? You trying to come to the comedy show, right?
Tell me a joke.
Huh?
Tell you a joke?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my world.
I know.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Can I sing a song?
Can I sing a song?
Sure.
It starts with H. O-M-E-C.
O-M-I-N-G. It's homecoming.
Homecoming, y'all.
Yeah.
And you?
I rocks with it.
I didn't really like it. I thought he was going to sing for real.
He did. He sang the homecoming song. That's the only song he needed to sing.
She's not in the homecoming spirit, bro. She's not in the homecoming spirit yet.
Clearly.
Not in spirit.
I'm in the spirit.
You're not in the spirit. This man just sang the homecoming song. You want him to do more. He's not a comedian. He's trying to go to a comedy show.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's not with it.
Maybe he can learn a little something while he's there.
Jesus. Yo. Good morning.
I like it.
Hey, good morning. Did I win the ticket?
I don't know, child. Roxy, did she win the tickets?
Tell me a joke.
Oh, my God. Mm. I can't think of one.
Mm. Knock, knock.
Please let me go.
Dang, all she had for you was, please let me go.
That was like somebody was trying
like
to kidnap
her down. Like she was five and you was holding her down on the ground messing with her. She's like, let me go.
I am an undercover comedian, though. Mm.
But you can't tell.
It's 7:38, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I was trying to win the comedy show ticket.
What's your name?
Joy.
Where you calling from,
and
Joy?
I'm an SU alumni.
Woo!
Salem. SU alum right there in the Tray Rock trying to go to the comedy show.
Okay.
Rock's still not impressed.
Huh?
What you need me to do? You need me to tell you a joke, sing a song? What you need me to do?
Yeah, tell a joke.
Okay. What do you call a deadbeat daddy?
What?
What?
It don't matter what you call him. He ain't coming.
Damn sure. Damn sure. Damn sure. Hey, congratulations, mama. You going to the comedy show tonight. Happy homecoming to you, Ram. What year did you graduate?
Thank you. I graduated in 2010.
SU. Okay. Yeah, good year. That was a good year.
Yeah, 2010 was a good year. That's when we was winning ships and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we was winning ships.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, man. We'll see you tonight at the comedy show. Starts at 7 o'clock. And it'll be right there in the K.R. Williams. I'll be hosting. Billy Sorrell's performing. Tony Roberts going to be there. Yep, yeah, we're going to have a great time out there, baby.
All right. Thank you.
Hey.
It's 7:45, 7:45 right here on 102 Jams. You're listening to the Three Live Crew, and it is time to play
birthday trivia. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. Yep. If you know whose birthday it is, based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Drank, are you ready?
Yes.
Dot, are you ready?
Born ready, my lady.
All right, yes. Here we go.
Yes.
Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point.
If we play a game, can I just ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If we play a game and you don't make that announcement and there are shenanigans, will you still take a point away?
Yes.
I don't think you can.
I feel like we all know the rules at this point.
I feel like that's
every day is a different
listening
audience.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be said.
It needs to be said every day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. First up, this guy for 24 years, he was the richest man in the world. Now he's second behind Jeff Bezos.
Drank. Did it. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Bill Gates?
Bill Gates, 67.
That is incorrect. Drank, how old is Bill Gates?
69.
That is incorrect as well. He's 64 today. 64. That man been rich a long time.
Yeah.
That man been
since
rich
40.
A long time.
Since 40, he was the richest man in the world.
Next up, this person, formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Dot. Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner is correct. Drank, to steal a point, how old is Caitlyn Jenner?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the knuckles on that.
Be careful.
Drank.
And his kneecaps.
Be careful.
Drank.
All right.
I just need an age. I don't need anything
age.
Else.
You need nothing else?
No.
Nothing.
No.
He's just doing his algorithm, though.
Yes, that is all in there. All the lipstick colors.
How old? 3, 2, 1.
68.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Caitlyn Jenner?
64.
That is incorrect as well. 70 years old today.
And look.
every minute of our day.
Clearly, she does not, because y'all guess way younger than that.
Not way.
All right.
We just thought it was right there.
Next up. This
I said
guy,
60.
Hey, and we're tied. 1-1. This guy, he's a singer. Thinking about
Drakus.
Drake.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean is correct. Drake has gone up 2-1.
I think you got too much time to think about that answer.
To
right
steal a point and tie.
You want
to
get warned?
How old is Frank Ocean?
27.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Frank Ocean?
I like her intensity on 20. On it's incorrect.
See?
28.
That is incorrect as well. 32 today.
Really?
Frank Ocean is 32. Wow. And with that, Drankins is Victoria in birth is victorious in birthday trivia today.
I lay them straight.
If it is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You cannot keep saying 11 straight because Dot did break your streak.
Fact. Can't tell me
after
what
one
I can't say.
So.
Thank you. Thank you. You can tell me what I can and can't
see?
Say. I'll go off on you right now.
See?
Game you will?
Mode. See?
No, I won't.
Oh boy, that's one for tomorrow.
Right now?
Oh, tomorrow.
He's about to do something for tomorrow.
What? Yeah.
You understand she couldn't do that though.
No, she can't do that after
we still
get
within
playing.
The game, though. We're still within the game.
I still think he should get a warning. Look at the way he's looking at
too.
You.
You've been warned.
You've been warned for tomorrow.
Because of my looks.
You have a future.
Because of my looks.
Yep.
Damn. I wait till I come in musty tomorrow. Stank balls and all that. Warn that. Take a point off of that
shenanigans.
Stank balls and
I think
must.
We'll take a point for tomorrow.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't.
They dropped the release date, November 3rd.
For what?
And Popeye's chicken sandwiches come back, Bit Rock.
Child, I am so sick of it at this point.
About it.
All this to do for them sandwiches.
November 3rd, do you care?
No. No.
They restocking the Popeye's
never
up
had
now,
one.
Bit Rock, so that they can have enough people to serve you this time, so you can get one this time.
Never had one.
You can get one this Sunday, November 3rd. And they do it on the day that what ain't open?
Chick-fil-A.
Huh? Was that strategic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
I feel like it was.
Are you going to try to get one this time?
No.
I got to, man.
If the lines are crazy, no.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's all died down.
I waited
we'll
in that line
see,
30 minutes for
you
mine.
You did that.
It was good, though. I ain't even going to hold you, Rock. That sandwich was good. Them Popeye's chicken sandwiches was like that. And I would do it again.
No, you would not.
Yeah, because I got to this time because last time I put Chick-fil-A sauce on it and they told me I couldn't mix my condiments from Chick-fil-A with the sandwiches over at Popeye's. So I got to redo my Make America Fat Again video.
I actually don't like mixing condiments between restaurants either.
Oh, yeah, right. I would drop some McDonald's fries and some Chick-fil-A sauce.
No,
I keep Chick-fil-A sauces in my armrest.
No.
And we'll go get some fries.
You just use it on anything?
I will drop some Bojangles fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce.
It don't taste right to me.
So you can only eat Chick-fil-A or a Wendy's sauce with Wendy's fries or nuggets?
Yes.
What kind of alien are you? I like the taste
of it. What kind
of
alien are you?
That barbecue sauce from Wendy's be jumping too.
With Wendy's stuff.
No. I can throw some McDonald's fries on that.
You make me sick.
No, I don't.
You'll put a burger in a microwave.
And you'll judge me for it. 6 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. WSSU homecoming is upon us. Big shout out to everybody that was out there last night at the lighting of the sign, man. That was my first time. That was dope.
You are looking at a legend in the flesh.
It's 8:04, y'all. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 live on your radio, and I did not watch Power. But I'm saying it was a good episode. Trying to just dodge the conversations about it.
Well, we can still discuss it without spilling tea.
No, y'all can't.
Yes,
you definitely
we can.
You definitely can't.
Yes, we can.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Well, y'all can try to call up and talk to Roxy about it if you want, but at any moment, and it sounds like y'all giving away too much, I'm hanging the hell up. Let you know that right now. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Don't even call up.
Why not?
I don't want to hear nothing about
it. You don't even want to talk
about it, man. Like, why are people like, why we got to do that?
Why we got to do what?
I'm not even getting on Facebook because people do that on Facebook.
Yeah.
They just start saying stuff. So I'm not. I already saw something and I ain't even looking.
Well, don't be mad at that person because you ain't watch.
All right.
What's the?
I dare y'all to do
let
it.
Let me ask y'all this.
Now, start talking about everything I watch.
What is the grace period before it's tacky when you start talking about an episode?
You got to give people at least a day.
No, that's the day of. Like, the people who watch it early, and get on social media
it comes on at 9 o'clock. The people that watch it at noon and talking about it.
And, like, you're out of order.
Okay.
You're out of order.
So the people that are talking about it today, they're not out of order.
They're not out of order. And just because you didn't watch it, you can't be mad.
I think that's tacky.
You're the one who didn't watch it.
That's super tacky.
And when Drake don't watch it, we still talk about it.
Well, that's because.
And we will go on and write and talk about it.
Well, that's because
I. And now you ain't watched it, and we're going to go on and talk about it.
That's because I can talk about it without giving away parts of the show.
I can as well. No,
y'all always talk about it.
Yes, I can.
Stuff. I'm just one of them people that don't mind.
Think we be giving stuff away?
Yes, we be giving stuff away.
Y'all always do. And I sit here and I say, now, if I did that, they would be hot, hot, hot. But I'm just somebody that don't care about it. So I just keep on rolling.
That's man, I don't care. I see stuff early all the time. I saw Angela get shot 2 weeks before the thing even happened. I don't be tripping like that. But that's why I be wondering, like, when people do be getting angry, like, the best way to do it is, like Trank just said, stay off social.
Stay off.
Just stay off of it.
You know you ain't watched it.
Facts. And you know people are going to be talking about it. Just like last week, or well, the week before last, when Shorty got killed. See, I'm still not talking about it. But still, when Shorty got killed. Like, I saw people talking about that.
Now, we can talk about that now.
I saw people talking about that. But seriously, there are some people that don't watch any episodes and just like to wait to the end so they can binge watch it.
Oh, well, you are SOL.
You don't have any respect for those people?
You are SOL.
Damn.
So we got to filter ourselves because you want to binge at the end of the season? No!
I'm just asking, what is the protocol for an appropriate grace period that's not tacky when talking about a show?
Next day.
I mean, people can shut up this morning, though.
Why? Yeah,
that's the first thing. You get up at 8 a.m. You just start talking about the show. It ain't even been a good 12 hours yet. They can shut up.
Tell me how you want it.
They say this is a big rich town. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're going to try it. Roxy wants to talk about it. I haven't seen it. Drankins hasn't seen it. Got a guy say he wants to talk to you about it, Roxy, without giving away what happened on last night's episode of Power.
And we can do that.
What's up, bro? What question you got for Roxy?
So, look, Roxy, I just want to know, man, like, why that boy hate his daddy so much, man? Like, in the age of deadbeats, his daddy raised him rich, penthouse.
Let me tell your stupid ass, don't call up here. I told the stupid ass, don't call up here talking about nothing.
But, Drunk, we all know that Tariq hate his daddy. That's not telling us nothing.
That lets me know that Tariq has done something else.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like against the daddy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Like,
He lead me down a direction.
He
was leading me down a direction.
It didn't seem like he gave him nothing.
He was leading me down a direction.
Nothing.
Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy.
It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Three live crew right here on your radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
DJs, I'm giving you a tip right now. If you're DJing at a party where Drake happens to be, do not even think about playing Pusha T. Like, don't even play a song that's got Pusha T in it. Drake don't want to hear it. So there's footage on social media making its rounds. Mm-hmm. And Drake is at his birthday party. And the DJ goes to drop Don't Like by Chief Keef, the remix. But, you know, at the beginning of that song, it's Pusha T. And as soon as the song comes on, you can see people from Drake's camp standing up like, nah, next song, don't play that. And the DJ's like, oh, goes to the next song immediately.
Immediately.
So clearly, Drake don't want to hear no Pusha T at all. Not a feature, not nothing.
That was a dope song, too.
Yeah, it was
a dope song.
And get the party hyped, too.
I remember that night that boy Jeezy almost killed me. Jeezy and his goons almost killed me for playing Gucci Mane in the club that night. Polo did that. DJ Polo. Dropped that Gucci Mane in there with Jeezy in the club. That boy almost
killed
me.
That's when they was beefing.
Yes, sir.
How did you get involved?
I was hosting the party. But I had shouted out Keisha Cole, and he was mad at me for doing that. And then he was on stage. They had put his VIP booth on stage, but he was just supposed to be there for a walkthrough. But he was on stage, so the crowd thought he was performing. They came over there and gave him a mic, so it was like three strikes. He just felt like he was being completely disrespected in Greensboro. He was super, super mad.
Why you shout out Keisha Cole?
Because she was there.
You didn't know you weren't supposed to?
Nah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when they was dating, but they was on the low.
They was on the low.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Jeezy?
The security had told me before the club, don't shout out nobody on the mic but Jeezy. But I didn't know what the hell he was talking about by this. I'm super, super drunk. I didn't know that he meant that he was going to be having a special guest type joint, da, da, da. I didn't realize until after I said it.
Dang.
I was like, dang. I was like, Keisha in the building. And she was walking. She was getting escorted out.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh. And I was standing out in the crowd. And I just seen her right there. And she waved. I'm like, oh, shoot, Keisha in the building. And went back to my dad. Like, that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he was so mad.
Dang.
Tried to kill me.
Did he?
Yeah,
his goons run up on you?
Yeah, they cornered me on the stage, Roxy and Bob.
I vaguely remember the story.
He told me, didn't I? He said, security told him, it's like, did my security tell you not to shout out nobody in the club, da 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 da, something like that. And I was so drunk.
That's what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all his home. You don't know this story?
I mean,
it's just vague.
Why are you making me relive this horrible moment?
They ain't do nothing, though. They ain't do nothing.
It's all right.
They wasn't going to do nothing.
I jumped up on stage because they called me to the front.
Okay.
Can we get, and Polo was like, hey, yo, Dot, I need you to the front. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I get to the stage and I jump up and daggone Jeezy's in front of me and his goons is like a semicircle. So like, it's either go towards them or back up. And if I back up, I'm falling
off the stage.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing right there and I'm like, yo, what's up? And then Jeezy was like, didn't my security tell you not to shout out nobody in the club? Da, 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 da. And I was like, what? And while I'm sitting there with the confused look, he say something like, don't you know I F you up or something like that? Or I got homies that F you up or something like that. And all this little goons and stuff is looking at me all crazy and stuff. This right at 2 in the morning where the lights is coming on. So everybody's sitting there
everybody's
staring at me.
Everybody's seeing the altercation.
Yeah, it was hard.
Gosh, this was before social media was popping like that.
Thank God.
Because you would have went viral for getting punked by Jeezy.
In my crib.
You would have been paid.
In my crib.
Could have got paid, bro.
That drum made me mad.
Bro, we could have got paid.
I was so mad.
I didn't know you didn't. I'm saying we could have got paid.
Because I was a super, 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 super Jeezy fan. Like, brought the first Trap or Die record to 102 Jam. So, like, I was super excited to even be hosting a Jeezy party.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him to do me like that, I was super, super sad. So, I got to the radio the next morning and got to talking about it. And then everybody started talking about, well, we ain't playing no more Jeezy on the radio. So, then it didn't go viral, but the story made, like, all hiphop.com. It was, like, North Carolina bands Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Oh, dude. Awesome. It really wasn't North Carolina. It was just 102 saying they weren't playing it. Then Jeezy called me that night.
I wish we could have banded together like that and just banned Jeezy from
What Jeezy say when he called you?
Oh, you know, procedural, apologizing and stuff like that. It was Tap, Waleed, and Jeezy all on my phone.
Word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was apologizing, saying, you know, and that's when he explained to me, like, the DJ played that F Gucci music, and then down they had me on stage trying to play me like I was, you know, just for a walkthrough, and then they told you not to shout out, and I was just all over the place, man. I apologize, bro. Da da da. It ain't got
nothing. So y'all cool again?
No.
We were never cool, but I'm still a fan. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understood. I wasn't tripping.
Well, I ain't listening to
him. I was embarrassed.
Well, I ain't listening to him no more.
You sound like Kwame. Kwame still.
He ain't had no music, no way. He ain't had no music, no way.
Kwame hates Jeezy to this
word
day.
Word up, Kwame.
I be like, we're
trying to flex with his little goons and stuff. He wouldn't have done nothing by himself with you. He wouldn't have done nothing by himself. Don't you panic, took an island, felt the
magic. He say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and folks want to call and shout out what?
Good morning, family. How y'all doing?
Morning.
Yeah, how you doing there, Paul?
Paulie Paul. Look, man, I got to, please let me give a shout out to the Aggies. They did an awesome job. 64-6. They were playing basketball. The other team was playing soccer. And I feel sorry for the alumni. I feel sorry for the alumni playing. Sick people Sunday morning. I know y'all party. Jeez, cut.
Yeah,
I'm glad I was at work. I was too tired to party.
Hmm.
But 64-6? Wow. Hey, I partied at home a little bit for y'all, though.
No doubt. Hey, appreciate you, Paul.
Love y'all, man.
Love you, too. Hey, dude, I appreciate the hospitality from the Aggies this weekend, man, to us non-Aggies. Y'all definitely had a dope vibe out there, Drank. I will say that everywhere we went, people know I'm a Ram.
Yeah.
But I would just say happy homecoming. They say happy homecoming to you too, Ram. You know, It was just a super dope vibe. It was my first time actually eating at tailgates.
What was it?
This is the first year ever I've eaten at a G Hotel gate.
What you normally do?
Nobody ever gives me any food normally.
Quit tripping.
I swear. And when we
how does Roxy get all the food? Get out of you.
Because she's a girl and she's walking around looking aimlessly, walking around looking goofy. Yeah, looking hungry and homeless. Usually
that
I'm with y'all,
true.
And I'm right there on Murphy steps. There don't be no food over there like that.
Oh, yeah.
You just,
well, they did this year. I missed, it was something over there by, yeah.
I didn't even go by the steps.
You got to go down
year.
In the
down
parking
in that,
lot
yeah,
area.
Down yeah, down in that area. But and see, I've been down there too, and it's like, I've never eaten this time, man. I had so much food.
Ate good.
Oh, my God. And then everybody was just so festive coming up and just giving you bottles of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Dude came and gave me a bottle of Douce. I didn't even know the dude. A bottle of Douce.
Yeah.
All types of edibles. Like, it was just so festive out there.
I have a bottle of Douce in my car right now.
I got a bottle of Douce untouched.
Untouched.
I'm going to give it to somebody this weekend on the yard. Hey, man, go be festive. Because now it's WSSU's turn, man. We was over there at the plots. I mean, not the plots. We were over there on campus last night for the lighting of the sign. That was real, real fun. Tonight is the comedy show. Mm-hmm. We do have tickets. If you would like to go to the comedy show, hit us up, 336-680-1021. I'm going to be hosting. Billy Sorrells is going to be performing. And the hilarious Tony Roberts. Like, I'm really excited to see
him. He's so funny.
Yes.
I'm super excited to see him tonight. And then, you know, we just got a bunch of stuff lined up. The Red and Black Affair, that's Deron Wine going to be DJing. I'm going to be hosting that. Stunner for Vegas going to be performing. K-Camp going to be performing. It's, you know, we're gonna turn up a little bit. This Friday we play Carolina in basketball. Rock, are you coming?
No.
Didn't think so.
Wow, Rock.
Just thought I'd ask though.
Wow, Roxy.
What? Who's surprised by that?
What?
Rock don't do
but
nothing.
I gotta say it.
Rock don't do nothing.
I gotta.
20 minutes to 9, y'all. Good morning.
Wow, Roxy. Take trips for your birthday, baby. I love it
when you walk that. 102 Jam, 17 minutes to 9 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I was coming up. I was calling about the comedy show tickets in Winston.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Star and I'm calling from Greensboro.
Okay. You want to go to the comedy show?
I do.
I don't have a problem with it. Roxy, Drankins?
You no know I don't have here. A problem.
No problem with y'all?
Nope.
Hey, well, yay! Congratulations, Mama. You going to the comedy show.
Excited.
Hey, you should be. Tonight, you're going to come to a great show, man. I'm going to set it off for you, me and Deez. We're going to get it super, super lit. And then I'm going to tell a couple jokes and bring out my foe, Billy Sorrells. He's super, super funny. I met this dude on the set of Wild and Out. He's from Texas. Pretty boy Kappa. He's super cool, though. And then the OG man, a legend, Tony Roberts. He's one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen live, man. So you're really going to enjoy yourself tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town.
Kyrie Irving versus Ja Morant was worth every piece of penny you could spend on a ticket.
Was it?
Man, them dudes went at it.
Where did Ja go?
Ja went to Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Okay. Grizzlies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, 33. One player had 33. The other player had 30.
Dang. Okay.
Kyrie dropped that 33 on him, man. It might have been 34, but he was balling. I'm talking about the score. Memphis was down 2 with 3 seconds left. Ja Morant pushes the ball up the court, gives that joint off to Jay Crowder as a trailer. He hits a 3, and they beat the Nets by 1. That game was great.
Yeah.
8:50, man. 10 minutes. It'll be 9 o'clock.
Ray J is having to pull out of tour dates because the Shade Room done dropped footage of him talking to a chick in a party, accusing him of cheating.
Wow.
So let me just break this down piece by piece. Because first of all, I didn't even know Ray J was touring with anybody.
Neither
so apparently, apparently there is this TB tour. It features Immature, B5, J Holiday, Day 26, and Ray J. That was the tour.
Yeah, they pulled that. Oh man, they need to pull it out.
They just threw that together. Jesus. I didn't like anything about it.
Who's B5?
It was like a boy. I was never a fan.
They weren't.
Were
they the Jacksons?
I don't know.
Like the offspring of the Jacksons? No. That was them, right?
I want to say no.
You do?
I want to say no.
They did have a group of them, and I thought that was B5.
I just know B5 was a group of boys.
Yes.
That's all I know. I can't name one B5 song.
Okay.
Day 26. I know some people that really like Day 26. I was not one of them.
No.
I did like J Holiday. Immature.
Two songs, maybe J Holiday. Two songs. Maybe about two songs.
I liked his album.
Okay.
So I liked more than two songs.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the tour he was a part of. Well, after Shade Room drops his video, Ray J just starts pulling out of several dates associated with the tour. Now, the video, guys, that they posted, it was literally Ray J just, like, talking to a chick. Like, it didn't seem to me, just watching the video, you know, they're standing there talking, normal distance away from each other. Looks like Ray J's probably doing something silly. But the person who dropped the video, their caption was, N-word Ray J still a creep, with the laughing emoji. And of course, when Shade Room posted the video, they of course, you know, added speculation as well. So once they do that, Ray J, like I said, just starts pulling out of dates. Said he needs to focus on his family. You know, Princess is pregnant with their second child. So I'm assuming that would be the reason.
I was about to say, maybe that was right, though. Maybe he know that that's a vice being out there on the road.
And so he's just going to stay home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this flyer, though, y'all. We're immature.
That's what I was going to say.
He knew that too well. He's like, man, let me get out of here before I get.
He don't even look interested in the tour on the flyer.
Nah.
Check out my neck, check out my wrist, yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this.
102 Jams, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew right here on your radio. And we just in here on Drankin's IG Live. And of course, the 49er fans want to come out and start heckling, because they are still undefeated after dismantling the Cam Newton-less Panthers.
Ooh, that was a butt whooping.
51 points.
That looked like a college game.
Legit. When like a great college team is playing
a scrub.
It's
playing a little scrub.
Yeah, like Alabama playing Citadel.
Yeah.
And every time I thought we were about to make a run.
Yeah. You remember Kyle Allen was your quarterback.
No, something would happen. Something would happen.
Yeah.
Something would happen. Like in that first half when they were up by like three touchdowns or so, and then McCaffrey broke a long one.
Yeah.
Holding call.
Holding, bringing it back.
All the way back.
Hey, kept happening. The Browns played New England pretty hard. They fumbled the ball a couple. They had like two or three turnovers early in the game, but they only lost like, I don't know, like 27-13, I believe it was.
The defense plays hard.
The defense played real well. And they ran the ball heavy on New England. Nick Chubb had big runs, and then like he had two big fumbles. He had like a 50-yard run and fumbled.
Who's more overrated, Landry, Beckham, or Mayfield? Right,
Baker.
Now. Right now.
Mayfield. I was about to say, I think Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker.
Landry's making a close push for it.
Yeah, Landry ain't really done much or nothing. I'm talking about even in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, he would have spurts.
He would have spurts.
He's not been a consistent playmaker, period. Like Odell Beckham, like he showed his consistency that he could play.
Has Landry ever really had a good quarterback?
Nah. But I mean, no, he hasn't. I was about to say neither has damn Odell, but he did at least have Eli.
He
had a good Eli.
Yeah,
that's last valid. Couple of good years of Eli.
I'm just so glad that Kyle Allen was able to show y'all his trueness. I would have hated it if Cam would have had to come back.
Did
this
he play
week.
Bad?
He threw three picks.
Yeah, and there were a lot. And Roxy, and there were a lot of plays you were sitting there like, just get rid of it.
Yeah,
and you saw where a lot of plays where Cam would have got away from that.
Yeah,
like Cam would have got out of there.
I was about to say he holding the ball long and can't run like
and
Cam.
And can't run.
Yeah, and welcome back, Cam. You got your spot. I think it's pretty solidified for you too, champ.
Have the Panthers fans turned on Kyle? Or
I haven't seen. I don't know if it's turned on.
I haven't really seen.
But they haven't been bigging them up. Oh yeah. Now it's
because they were closed to Cam.
Closed, ready to trade him.
Oh,
talking about trading Cam last week.
Oh, on Facebook they're ready for Cam to come back. I've already checked it this morning.
See,
give us Cam back. Yeah.
Where do you stand? You was ready to trade Cam too, Drake.
No. I was just giving real. I said if Kyle Allen goes into San Francisco and wins, we got a problem. That's real. I was happy he didn't, though.
You know what? You sure weren't ready to trade
Cam. He was, man. Drake,
now that I'm remembering.
He been playing that line so close that, like, so he could be right on both sides.
No, I was not. I was just speaking real football. I said that the other day when I said I was speaking real football. I'm just speaking real football.
I understand real football.
If Allen goes in and wins San Francisco and then we stick with him, well, why not trade Cam and get something for it?
I understand that.
I'm trying to win year after this, the year after that.
I understand that. But there was no way in my mind that I thought Kyle Allen was even as real as everybody kept trying to make him out to be. Period.
It's like, still the NFL. You couldn't say that he wasn't.
Yes, I could.
It's still
he only
the
had
NFL.
Four games of tape. He only had four games of tape, and y'all talking about trading
there
the guy who,
great
who took y'all to the Super Bowl.
Right now, who didn't That's have crazy. No tape, and now they're great. The same things with Tom. He didn't have no tape. Bledsoe went down. Here we go. Tom Brady.
Four games in, and y'all Steve was ready Young to put it through way. To send y'all to the Super Bowl on a trading block. That is whack.
Aaron Rodgers was the same way.
No. Nobody's talking about trading Aaron Rodgers.
No. When he took over for Favre. He didn't have no tape.
Kyle Allen ain't no damn Aaron Rodgers. He ain't no Tom Brady
either.
You're just
not saying that now because he didn't take off and start winning like Aaron.
He didn't look like Tom Brady them four games he was winning. That's what I was trying to tell all y'all Panther fans that was ready to get rid of Cam.
You still saying I was saying get rid of Cam.
Kathy has just agreed to twerk on a campus police officer.
Yeah, she said she's trying to top the Jiho video.
I'm doing it.
There was a Jiho video where a sheriff is dancing with a chick on the yard. Now, I'm talking about she's giving that sheriff everything he can handle. He done turned red in the face. And Roxy said, hey, she gonna,
I will not be outdone.
Will not.
Rams, we will not be outdone.
Hey, my girl is ready to twerk on.
I ain't gonna let y'all down.
I'm gonna film it.
Yeah, my boy gonna be that filming.
I'm gonna film it.
And hyping me up.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna hype you
and
up.
And hyping me up.
And I'm gonna be here waiting on Monday for the
season. Good. Oh, man. You'll be waiting, sir.
All right.
You'll be waiting.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hey, listen, I wanna let everybody know this too. 102 Jam, sorry, we're the 3 Live crew. It is WSSU Homecoming. And this just in, Saturday night, we do have an extra hour of partying.
So it happens this weekend.
It's daylight savings time.
Yes.
Time goes back an hour, which means when it's 2 o'clock, it'll go
it's
back to
really
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
And we get a whole hour over again.
But it's only good for you all who will be at the jumping party. Because somewhere, somebody's going to be somewhere.
Mm.
They'll be like, oh, I'm ready to go. It's just really, gosh. I think I'll hit 12. They're going to say 11.
Jesus. Hey, don't let that be you. You know where to party this weekend, man. You know where to party this weekend. Come through. Have a good time, man. The whole city going to be lit. Whole city of Trey Ford is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Right. I've been just seeing pictures of like downtown, like the whole city of Winston-Salem is getting behind the homecoming.
Really?
Just
like, yeah, well, man. It's about damn time.
It's like they got red lights everywhere. Like, it's like the bridges are lit up.
Really?
Man, it's so, man, Winston's so festive right now, dog.
I got to go down there and see it.
Winston is so festive.
Y'all going to show me a good time when I come down there Saturday night.
Don't we always?
Don't we always, he said.
Are you going to make it Saturday night? Because you've been, you be talking about you going to pull up and you will not pull up too.
I'm going to pull up.
You going to pull up.
You know what? I'm going to pull up for y'all and show out for y'all Rams. Ram House.
Never mind. I don't even know if I want him there.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want him there.
That.
I don't even want him there. Back to you, Vegas. Mansour's question. Real quick, Drink. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. And you ain't the only one to get DMs, Rock.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, somebody hit me up for Mansour's.
What is this?
I'll read it out to you. And Roxy, I'll even, you know what? Since you always want to chime in, I'll let you chime in on this.
I was going to do it anyway.
I know you was. You're a woman, ain't you? Okay, look, I need help. It's a guy I've been talking to for quite some time, and he wants to come over. But I got roaches, and I don't want him to know that I have roaches. It's not necessarily relationship advice, but it kind of is. How do I continue to not let him come over? Like, I've tried trap baits and all kinds of stuff.
I'm
but
gonna say, why does she, why doesn't she ask how to get rid of the roaches?
Well, she said she's tried that. She said she's done that, but she's just got a horrible roach infestation.
If she listening right now, hey, baby, you got to throw away furniture, though. Like, when it gets like that, like, speaking from somebody who grew up with roaches.
Okay, look, so you're looking for the best deals on a pre-owned
who just couldn't get rid of these roaches.
Benchmark Auto on Renaudin Road, Winston-Salem.
102 Jams, it's 9:36, man, 24 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. And if you're just listening to the 3 Live crew for the first time, the 9 o'clock hour is our last hour on the air. And just like you, when you're on your last hour at work, we don't like to do no work either. Just like to kick it, just get paid for this free hour, you dig?
Yeah.
So what we do is we allow you to control the radio. You talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. I just gave the folks some answers. Drank has answered it pretty quickly. You said the woman hit me up and said she wants to invite a guy over, but she has roaches and she's embarrassed and she doesn't know how to keep avoiding him and keep telling him he can't come over. What does she need to do?
Off the rip, baby. Just go ahead and be real about the roaches.
Yeah.
Because ain't no roach never stop no loving.
That
no,
we,
for no dude.
That we telling Roxy.
But he won't even, he won't think she nasty or something like that?
He might.
But I did,
so
I did
she
also.
She wants to avoid that.
A big, hold on. But this is something big. This is big right here. I did ask Dot, ask her, have they gotten it in already?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the answer to that.
Because what? Because
my man happy with all that. Oh, you think about no roaches? Like, hey, it's all good, baby. Just come on through over here.
And it depends on how the road. Like, if he go in the house and, like, it's a sink full of dishes and the house is in disarray and you got roaches, you're a nasty, disgusting. But if your house is fairly clean
and you still have a roach issue, that's just in where you staying at. Yeah, that's in those apartments. Yeah. Like, you just can't, like, there's nothing you can do about that personally.
Dang, she can't move.
Yeah, she can do that, but I mean, like, whose situation? Like,
who's just up and move? Up and move.
You know what? Roaches, I'm going to move.
Roach, up and move.
No, you just try to get rid of the roaches.
Yeah, that's what you try to do.
But after it doesn't work, we're not trying to move.
Well, everybody's not in a situation, right, where they can just up and move.
Here she go.
You know,
here she go.
Congratulations.
That's got them a man.
Congratulations.
Found them a man that loved him and God just got married real quick.
All on everything. Instagram, holding
all
up your keys.
All on the gram.
Had my realtor hit me, talking about, well, Roxy got her house. What you going to do? I'm like,
whoa. So it done jumped over there on you like that, bro?
No, I got to go out here and buy a house.
You ain't got to do
no,
that,
you
bro.
Don't.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm not
no,
ready
don't.
Yet. I'm not prepared.
And meant it.
And meant it. Say, but Roxy would just upgrade her life and just look down on everybody.
No, that is not true.
So you got these roaches that you ain't trying to move, sis?
I wasn't trying to say it.
Where your man at, sis? Your man
won't
get you out of
it. No, I did not say that.
That was coming next. Where your man at? That was coming next.
He's married homeowner, child.
Ooh.
Yo.
No thrash, you hear me? Hey.
Oh, I want good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO. Shoot.
17 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. What's on your mind?
Terminix only $130 for the first time, and it's $30 every quarter, like every 3 months, and they'll come out as much as 1 or 2 in between them quarters.
Well, you said Terminix will?
Terminix is only $107 for the first initial payment to come out and spray, yeah. And then they'll come as many times as you want them to come in between each quarter, and it's $30 each quarter.
So you
I don't
want
to battle with the roaches, with the raid and the bombs and all of that. Terminus came out one time, I didn't see him no more.
Didn't see him no more?
No more.
Pass the word. Appreciate that, bro.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, 102.
Morning.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to talk about your little mess you saw right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the best thing for the dude is go ahead and tell.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep it hot. Most of these dudes don't care about no roaches.
Hey, that's the truth. Most. Bruh.
Hey, no
bruh. Especially if she go ahead and tell him, bruh, and go over there and break him off proper. Oh, he really going to be off them roaches. Like, baby, I'm going to go over there and help you kill a few of them done roaches.
Now, it depends on how strong she got them roaches running, though.
Mm.
Because you can't be getting your freak on and look over and see a roach.
Mm. Who's stopping?
Done that.
I'm stopping.
I didn't stop
sir,
one
would
of
you stop? Would you stop if you looked over and saw a roach?
Oh, now me, I'm out of there. I ain't even gonna care.
Mm. Mm.
I can't do it.
Hey, that's some discipline and some control right there.
I pray for your
discipline. I'm gonna drop that shit real quick.
I'm impressed.
Most feel sick, leave the light on.
Anybody in something and see a roach and have to get out and be like, you know what, I can't even do this. Like, that is a whole nother level of just disciplined man.
It's a roach.
Well, that's going to do what? That's going to do what?
Maybe get on you.
Come on and do what?
And go home with you.
With
huh? And make more roaches at your house.
Oh, it's just going to multiply.
Exactly. You don't want to take no roaches.
And I act like roaches just multiply.
It could
just
be
one
a female
roach.
That's pregnant.
Die.
Oh, you don't know.
Die. They act like you see the roach and you're going to let it get on you anyway.
Y'all
like,
bro,
it's over there on the wall, bro.
Hey, it's over there on the wall. I might just goddamn be looking at it and make sure it's not gonna get on me. You feel me?
Oh, bruh, have kept my eye on the roach.
Yeah. All right. Your son, the next is done.
102 Jams, 11 minutes. It'll be 10. What's up?
103 Live.
What up?
Hey, Doc, you gotta get that Cadillac sauce from Biscuitville.
The what like, sauce?
What is it?
Cackalacky sauce.
The Chirwan, the Cackalacky sauce.
Cackalacky sauce. It's made with like Chirwan.
Yeah. Then go to Cookout and get a bacon cheddar burger and throw that joint on there.
I ain't even know Biscuitville has sauces.
They do.
Oh. Yeah, that sauce is on point. It's got to be refrigerated, though.
Dang.
You got to do all of that?
Yeah, it's on point, I'm telling you.
I got to go to one restaurant and get the sauce. Another restaurant and get the burger.
And
put it in the refrigerator.
Correct.
You got to keep the sauce at the house, then go get your burger, bring it back fresh. Then you got fresh sauce.
I ain't going to appreciate you, bro. That's some experimenting like a mug.
Okay.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell y'all that I'm with Doc because I keep Wendy's barbecue sauce.
Lord.
And take it as I go.
Thank you.
Oh, heck no.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
And it's a new sauce. It's not like the old sauce.
Yo, this dude just called up shaming the new sauce, talking about he ain't like it because it wasn't like the old sauce. That thing's sweet and good.
It's good.
Let me tell y'all.
That thing's sweet and good.
Let me tell y'all who just be eating so much, they don't even realize it at all. Old drink.
You.
Old drink.
Yeah,
I ain't even realize it's been new barbecue sauce because I just been dipping in it, eating.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, it's
the
new.
The first time I got it, I was like, wait a minute.
This sweeter.
This different.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I don't know because my nuggets are a side, so I bite my burger, then dip nugget and get a whole nugget in my mouth.
Good morning.
Pause.
Good morning.
Do you even taste your food?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy homecoming,
Maria. Happy homecoming, boo.
Happy homecoming.
Get it out there.
It's all right. It's all,
she about died. Right. Happy homecoming. You about to have a happy home going, sound like. All right, enough. Anybody got time, Jim, for you to be calling up here just coughing and sounding disgusting all up? Are people eating their breakfast? I'm about to show you a picture, Bit Rock.
No, I told you you were banned from showing me pictures
this
today.
This is a good picture. This is a good picture.
Well, you shouldn't have got yourself banned.
Come on, man. Let me just show you.
I'm not looking. My eyes.
You can show it to me.
Okay. All right, you show it to Roxy then, drink.
No, she's going to miss out.
There.
Oh, that's a banging homecoming sign.
See, man, we looked at last night. And it's the Halloween. That's what I wanted to show Roxy. Usually the Halloween, the homecoming sign is white.
Oh, and now it's like orangey. That was very creative.
Wasn't it? And it's like a web on the O.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's you.
Drink, shut up.
What?
Yes, you. He didn't put no feeling behind that at all.
That's like I'm saying, Aggie Pride.
Exactly.
But if y'all said it like that, I wouldn't be, because y'all didn't go there. Y'all wouldn't say
just
it.
Just shut up.
Ram house? Whose house? Huh, Dot? Who house, Dot?
Yeah. If he's right.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.